Welcome everybody into the Benchwarmers Redemption here on Dragon Digital Radio. I'm your host Matt Trudell, and with me like always...
Oh, World Cup analyst Alex Baker.
Alex Baker is in the building, and because Sebastian is not here today...
I'm calling Sebastian out. We gotta call him out. He's every time he's been talking about LeBron, staying put... Then the news comes out this week.
He's mysteriously absent. Yeah, you know, that is funny.
And then he's got to leave me alone to talk about the World Cup.
We will go.
That's Bush League, Sebastian.
Yeah, we'll go into detail about.
We know why you're really absent.
Oh my God! You know, I don't. I'll discuss the text messages that I sent him and such. At the end of the day, I think what we really need to get to before we go into the discussions of the day is Sebastian's pretty much always wrong. Like,
he's really had a bad losing streak.
Now I know why
he doesn't bet on the books.
Yeah. Like, he's definitely like, this is going to happen. And then the exact opposite happens. So, he's in Ohio right now, licking his wounds or celebrating America, something like that. But man, Alex. We're going to talk soccer first.
I'll do my best.
We're going to talk soccer first. Alex.
You've finally given me no choice. I have to talk about
well,
the World Cup.
Well, all right, full disclosure,
had to watch YouTube videos of World Cup highlights to get a semblance.
So on Saturday, It was Saturday, right?
Yes.
It was Saturday.
I think it was Saturday.
It might have been Saturday.
Or I would just say Saturday for the rest of the 59 minutes.
Yeah, if we sat here and said, I think it was Saturday. It was Saturday. Yeah, oh my God, that would be ridiculous. Still better than hearing Sebastian whine, you know? Am I right? Tell him. All right, so let's go into World Cup. Saturday, this past Saturday, started the round of 16. I texted Alex because the first game was France and Argentina, and it was an absolutely epic game, especially an epic game to start off the round of 16. And he texted me back and was like, yeah, man, watching right now. And I know I'm foolish for believing him, but it wasn't until yesterday... And we're recording this on Tuesday because, obviously, Wednesday is the 4th of July and the college isn't open. So, Monday morning, I come in and I'm like, I cannot believe you watch soccer. I even texted Sebastian about it. And he was like, no way. There's absolutely no way Alex is watching this. I said, yeah, man. He's being a jerk about it. But, I mean, he definitely is saying he's watching it. So, I made Alex go back and watch highlights. And we're going to discuss things. I'm definitely going to lead the conversation so he doesn't. I mean, he's going to say something smart alecky or whatever because it's just what he does. But France and Argentina, what a game to start. You had...
That game learned me. It taught me the rules of soccer. I did not know you had penalty shots when you get into that large box.
Yes, yes. So you sit here and you have... France comes out early, is kind of dominating. Kylian Mbappe he is a problem. He's only 19 years old, Alex. He had two goals in the game, and he drew the penalty kick. So France takes a 1-0 lead in the 13th minute. Antoine Griezmann buries the penalty kick. Then you had France defense just fell asleep, and Angel Di Maria just buried that kick. I'm sure when you watch the highlights, you saw the Argentina goal that was kind of from the middle of the field and just tied it up. We went into halftime 1-1. And then the second half, it just exploded. Argentina took a 2-1 lead. But then France came back and scored three unanswered goals in 11 minutes. Three goals in 11 minutes. Made it 4-2. Sergio Aguero scored in the 93rd minute. It was pretty much done at that point. But great game. France moves on. Argentina and Messi's gone. Messi was... he played a big role in the second goal, but other than that, he was kind of... He just wasn't the Messi that they wanted in this world. So Messi goes down. Out of the big three that they've been promoting for this tournament, which has been Lionel Messi, Cristiano Ronaldo, and Neymar.
Weren't they trying to like set up this matchup between Messi and Ronaldo? Or did it already happen?
Well, it would have happened. If Argentina won and if Portugal won, they would have played each other. But they both lost. And that goes on the second game. Uruguay versus Portugal. I was pro-Portugal in this. I like them better than Uruguay. I don't have any issues with Uruguay, but I think Uruguay was just looking at it, they're a little bit better of a team. They have two good scoring options versus one good scoring option. And it was a close game, and Portugal fought hard till the very end, but Uruguay won. So now, starting on Friday, this Friday, the quarterfinal matchup will be France and Uruguay, which is a great game to start the quarterfinals. I'm still picking France, but it would not surprise me if Uruguay comes out and wins. So that was Saturday. Then moving on to Sunday, two good games. One was a little weaker, we'll be honest. I'll sit here and tell you. So we started out with Spain and Russia.
A 1-1 game?
It ended on PKs, though.
Oh, okay.
Both of them did that day. You watched the highlights of Croatia and Denmark.
Yes.
But you have Spain just, you know, one thing that frustrates me in soccer is there's this realm of like, well, if we possess the ball more and we pass the ball more, like, the thing with soccer is there's things called counterattack. So all it takes is one team to get the ball, run down the field, and score a goal. They could have the ball for a total of 3 minutes in a 90-minute period.
So time of possession
period.
Doesn't really matter in soccer.
I mean, it does, but it doesn't. My thing is, I think there's a big difference between time of possession that counts and just time of possession, just have time of possession. Spain played that whole game against Russia where they were holding the ball, but they weren't looking to execute with it. They were just passing. They passed the ball over 800 times more than Russia. Well, how did that work for them? They end up going into extra time. They can't bury it in extra time. They go to PKs. Spain is significantly better than Russia, but they lost in penalty kicks. So you had, and that was great. I mean, you had the goalie for Russia made two great saves, and Russia wins. Russia goes on. And then the second game of the day was Croatia and Denmark, which was very much a...
That game went to the shootout, right?
That went to PKs as well.
Okay.
Yes. But, I mean, that one was crazy because you look, Croatia, in my opinion, is better than Denmark. Denmark's kind of rated high, but I just don't believe in them. Very good back-and-forth match. Honestly, you saw Denmark comes out and scores in the first minute of the game on a fluky play. And then...
Was that the one where the goalie should have stopped it?
Yeah, it hit him in the...
Yeah.
Then two minutes later... Croatia, and I think you've seen this goal, where Denmark's trying to clear it out of their box,
and
he kicks it right into his teammate.
He
kicked it into his teammate's head.
Yeah.
And then it bounces right in front for Mandzukic, and Mandzukic just buries it. 1-1. And then they played very closely. Croatia had a bunch of opportunities. Denmark had a few opportunities. They go into extra time. At the very end of extra time, Croatia gets a penalty kick, and Luka Modric misses. Well, he doesn't miss it, but the Denmark goalie stops his penalty kick as time expires in extra time. So then they go to actual penalties. Mm-hmm. While watching the penalties, you know, Croatia had a chance to end it, failed. Failed, and then they had another chance to end it, and they finally prevailed on it. Croatia moves on. It very well could have been Denmark. Croatia plays Russia now. In my opinion, this is where Russia's host nation luck ends. Croatia is a very, very solid team. I think they played with their food a little bit, Prince Oberyn, if you will. Which I saw a great meme, which was in regards to the Japan-Belgium matchup and in regards to Oberyn versus the Mountain, where it was like Japan was Oberyn and they were... But we'll get to that in a second. Hold on. So Croatia-Russia, in my opinion, that side, because the four, they will play on Saturday. Saturday is when Croatia and Russia will play. To me, one side of the quarterfinals is so much more ridiculous than the other, because you have going into Monday, you had Brazil and Mexico, Belgium and Japan. Brazil beat Mexico 2-0. Unfortunately, the thing that rains the loudest from that was Neymar's acting shenanigans. Look, Neymar has always historically been a diver,
a soccer diver, really.
I mean, he definitely.
I had to get my smart ass in.
He definitely does a, you know, Luis Suarez as well, who plays for Uruguay. There was at least four times in the Uruguay Portugal game where he went down holding his head, and then they showed the replay, and no one came close to his head.
You ever see like the meme, it's like the sniper in Saving Private Ryan, and he's picking off all like these soccer players who are like faking their injuries.
Yeah. So, I mean, Neymar has always, I'm sure you don't remember this, but the last World Cup, Neymar actually got tackled and he went down on the ground and was acting extra thing, and everybody was like, oh, shut up, Neymar. That's how you roll. This is what you do. This, that, and the other. He ended up breaking his back and he was out the rest of the tournament. Now, he's the boy who cried wolf. And that's why I really don't want to talk about it. Mexico played decent against Brazil, but they couldn't close out. Chicharito dyeing his hair like Eminem was just ridiculous, in my opinion. And Brazil won.
So in these rounds, is it now just single game elimination?
Yep.
Okay.
And that's why they go to extra time and PKs.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get to the Belgium and Japan match. And if you've listened to this podcast or this show before, you have heard me. Belgium is my favorite international team. Second is France. Third is Croatia. All three of them just so happen to make it to the quarterfinals. Now, Belgium, who has scored the most goals in the tournament so far, really struggle with Japan. And I try and tell people, a lot of people, you don't know a lot of the names from Japan. A lot of them play in Germany or other places that you don't necessarily follow. I mean, the German players you know more than, you know, if they play elsewhere. Shinji Kagawa is, I like him. I think he's a really good soccer player. Outside of him, you don't really know it many other players. And I just know Shinji Kagawa because I'm a Man United fan. He used to play for Man United, and then he plays for Borussia Dortmund in Germany now. Man, oh man, oh man. It was 0-0 at halftime. So let's get that out the way.
And
right?
Then Japan had that 2-0 lead.
Then Japan comes out, scores two goals within 4 minutes, makes it 2-0, and I'm sitting there watching it go, well, I guess I'm losing my first team, and it just so happens to be my favorite team. Belgium looked good up until the moment that it counted, right? They were really good at getting into the final third, but when they were in the final third, pretty much the whole game, they struggled. They couldn't get crosses in properly. Their passes were getting intercepted. They're making stupid decisions. And then, just on some happenstance, one of the weirdest things happened. A corner happens. Two players, Japan and Belgium, run after the ball. They both kind of collide. The ball goes up into the air. It lands to Vertonghen, who's one of the defenders of Belgium. And he just tries to head the ball back to the front of the net.
And
so
that just went way.
Well, and he wasn't trying to score.
Yeah,
he was trying to get it in the front of the net so one of the other players could score, but it just so happens everything was a little bit off for Belgium yesterday, and he heads it, and him being off ends up working in their favor because he just puts this perfect header into the far end of the net, 2-1. At that point is when you really could tell, okay, Belgium's like really adamant right now. A few minutes later, Eden Hazard has it on the left-hand side, whips it into the box. Marwan Fellaini, a Man United guy, heads it right into the net, 2-2. And then there was a lot of argument about what Japan's coach never changed tactics, right? And that's a big thing, is like, if things aren't working or they're starting not to work, you need to kind of reevaluate. And to me, it looked like Japan was just trying to get into extra time. They would have brought on their two additional subs that they would have been allowed and then tried for penalty kicks, because I think at that time they knew Belgium had all the momentum and they smelled blood in the water. So Japan gets a corner in stoppage time, and it's about, I want to say, 93 minutes and 34 seconds in, and they were going to the 94th with stoppage time. And pretty much all game, except for a couple times, when they did their corners, they did short corners because they don't really have anybody really tall enough to, like, mm-hmm. head the ball in on a corner. But at this time, they whip it into the box. Thibaut Courtois, the goalie for Belgium, and you saw this. And I want to go over a couple things in it. He decides, instead of holding on to it and being like, we'll play for extra time, he goes, let's try and start a counterattack. So he rolls it out to Kevin De Bruyne. Kevin De Bruyne is running down the field with both Chadli Muniere, I believe his name is, and Lukaku. They're running down the field. Now, Romelu Lukaku, honestly, it's not going to appear on the stat sheet, but in my opinion, he was the biggest player in this play, right? Because what he does when he first starts to run is he knows that De Bruyne is going to want to push it out to the right. So as he's here, he moves to the left side of the field to clear his defender out to give a better passing lane for De Bruyne. Moves him there, De Bruyne whips it out. Then he knows that Chadley's coming up the left-hand side, so he wants to open up a potential shot for him. So he starts running to the right side, to the post.
Yeah.
Moiner kind of whips it in a little bit. Lukaku, instead of shooting, which would have been blocked or gone, you know, it just wouldn't have been a goal, he fakes like he's going to shoot, lets it pass by. Chadli gets it, scores. And it was 93-45 or something like that. I mean, and then you need no extra time, no PKs. Belgium survives. Arguably, I think the top three games of the World Cup so far, right? And I don't know where I would rank them yet, right?
Yeah.
But you had day two of the tournament where Spain and Portugal played, and Ronaldo hit the free kick at close to the end of the game, ended up being a draw, 3-3. Great game. I think the Argentina-France game was a great game, and I think this was. Shout out to Japan. I feel bad for them. I am a Belgium fan, so I don't feel all that bad for them, but they really outplayed Belgium for probably 75 of the 90 minutes yesterday. And that's just what happens. Now, Belgium gets to go play Brazil. Back to what I want to say. So today there's games happening. Unfortunately, we can't talk about this tomorrow where it would all have been settled. All right, so there's a full-time. Sweden beat Switzerland 1-0. So they will play the winner of this afternoon's game, Colombia and England, which should be a good game. So tune in, Alex. No one else, because they'll hear this after the fact. Should be a good game. Mm-hmm. Should be a good game.
Colombia's soccer stars mysteriously disappear. Remember back in those Escobar days?
Well, there's one that got killed at a stoplight. Yeah, yeah. But anyways, moving on to things that count. And trust me, I do care about dead soccer players. So just don't, like, you know.
Oh, my goodness.
And you're just gonna act like, oh, you just. Anyways. So that Sweden will end up playing the winner of this game this afternoon. I will tell you, the right side of the bracket is a lot easier than the left side of the bracket. The right side of the bracket is Croatia and Russia. And whoever wins that game will play the winner of Sweden versus whoever that is. Right? That's, in my opinion, a lot easier because you look at it and you think, okay, Croatia will beat Russia. Mm-hmm. Honestly, either Colombia or England should beat Sweden. So then it's Croatia versus whatever. But Sweden was supposed to lose to Switzerland and Russia was supposed to lose to Spain. So say one of those squeak through, whoever the remaining team is going to feel like they have a much easier choice. In my opinion, on the other side, the weakest team remaining is Uruguay. And Uruguay would give every team on the other side of the bracket a lot of problems. I really think Uruguay should lose to France, but they could beat France. And then in return, they could probably beat either Belgium or Brazil. I just think all four of those teams on that side remaining. I mean, Belgium, in my opinion, would dominate pretty much every team on the right-hand side. France, same thing. Brazil, I mean, it's Brazil. Yeah. So Friday is going to be the bigger day of the 2 days, right? Because on Friday is when we have France and Uruguay and Belgium and Brazil. And Saturday will be Croatia and Russia and whoever wins Colombia and England versus Sweden. Crazy. This has been an absolute great World Cup, in my opinion.
It's even better that the U.S. isn't involved, right?
Look, don't get me wrong. I mean, at best, the U.S. would have possibly made it to the round of 16. But every team remaining would have beat them. Even Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Japan is a better team than the United States. They just are. Something to look out for in the way of the United States soccer is there's some feelings that Mexico, after losing to Brazil... Mexico, this is their seventh straight round of 16 loss. Well, not round, knockout stage loss. The round of 16, I believe this is only like the third or fourth one.
Oh,
they added it. But knockout stage, which is the first stage after the group stage. Seven straight. Brazil, on the other hand, have won seven straight. Brazil's ridiculous, though. They're the only country to participate in every World Cup. Yeah. So anyways, I'm looking forward to, one, the game today. But I can't really speak on it because by the time people hear it will be obsolete. But then Friday, definitely. I mean, Friday's going to be a big day. There's going to be some great soccer on that day. Belgium and Brazil is the game I'm looking most forward to.
Do you like the shootouts? Or is it like hockey? Because I don't like the shootouts in hockey.
Well, all right. So I'll put it this way. I hate hockey because they just go straight. It's like what? Like a 5-minute overtime or something like that?
Yeah, in the regular season.
Yeah. I hate that. Right? I love in the playoff hockey, it's sudden death overtime.
Yeah.
And they'll go as long. I understand in the regular season, you don't want to do that. There's a lot of traveling and such. So I understand that. But I hate the shootout. I would much rather them keep ties. In soccer, I don't have an issue with it because they literally give you 90 minutes plus another half hour. You know,
yeah,
it's 120 minutes. I don't necessarily mind that. And I also, I mean, it is, I don't think that, I think a soccer shootout is more fair than an NHL shootout.
Why?
Because I think that there are teams that have people in the NHL that thrive in those scenarios.
Oh, yeah, like a Pavel Datsyuk.
Yeah. Versus soccer.
You don't really get to choose who you send out?
Well, you do choose. You choose who your first five are. And then after that, it's you send people out. But there's, you know, I mean, Croatia would have probably said that Luka Modric was, if not their best, one of their top three PK kickers, and he completely botched it.
Okay.
And I just feel like there, you can't really do tricks. You can, like, pause, you can do hesitations, but you can't, you know, there's no deking out the goalie. And on top of that, I mean, when you're looking at it from, you know, they did a sports science on ESPN back when I watched ESPN about how it's really pure luck, because it's impossible for a goalie to wait until the ball's kicked to make a decision. They already have to make their decision. And then they're jumping. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like, I just, hockey's a little bit more unfair, I guess.
Okay.
I get you. So, you know, and you don't get those often. You know what I'm saying? You only get those in knockout stages of the Champions League. You know, in the regular season they just have draws. I'm pumped. I really wish this clown was here today to discuss about the World Cup, because I know he was watching. We were texting during the France game. We both were believing that you were watching. Yeah, man, it has just been great. It has just been great. Shout out to you, Alex. I mean, I know that I mainly led this thing, but I'm surprised we were able to get 27 minutes out of it.
I'll let you run.
NBA. Now you can go on your little Sebastian thing about him not being here.
Now he's. How many times have we heard him say, "LeBron staying, LeBron staying, LeBron staying"? He was adamant about it, right?
And then recently he was like, "Well, it's either them or LA." Which,
Now you said LA was ridiculous.
I did, yeah. I did, and I'll tell you something. I give LeBron a lot of credit in this scenario, because I thought he personally was scared of the West. And apparently he wasn't. He should have been, because I really think, I think this season's going to be a wash for the Lakers, right? Mm-hmm. Because they, and when I say a wash, I mean they'll probably make the playoffs. I just don't think they're going to be making it to the NBA Finals and winning a championship. Because I don't see them ending up with Kawhi this offseason. I don't see them ending up with Kawhi until at the very earliest the trading deadline next year. But I think Kawhi will go in somewhere else for a rental.
Do you think the Cavs are just going to go back to where they were when LeBron went to the Heat?
Oh, they'll pretty much be trash.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah. I think they'll pretty much be. I mean, it's the East. Who knows? And now the East is completely depleted. Yeah, I mean, if you look at it,
probably be Celtics.
There's only two players that I think you could argue are the best players in the Eastern Conference. Skip Bayless thinks it's Joel Embiid. I personally think it's Giannis, the Greek freak. But that's it. Mm-hmm. And then, in my opinion, you have the Celtics, which will get better because Gordon Hayward and Kyrie Irving will be coming back.
Mm-hmm. And that's pretty
much it. The Sixers.
Maybe the
if
Sixers.
They can get another piece, like if they can bring Kawhi in for a year, you know, maybe talk him into resigning, which I think actually might be a good fit for Kawhi, because I think Kawhi's a guy, bars, that will thrive in smaller markets, right? And now Philly's a bigger market, but it's a smaller big market, right? Like San Antonio was perfect for him. The man still drives a Tahoe from back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
He made all this money. He's low-key. He's a working man.
In a bigger city now with big, yeah, more teams than just one.
Yeah. But at least it's not New York. It's not L.A. I think for the kind of dude that he is, he's not going to do well in one of those areas. Now, Philly's a little tough because you know the Philly media is tough, but it's still a smaller than New York or L.A. type deal. But yeah, I mean, if you're looking at the East, I really think there's only three teams kind of in contention, and one of them I think is falling off, which is Toronto, the Sixers, and the Celtics. I mean, the Wizards, I saw an article the other day. I chose not to read it because I was like, ha, stupid. But they were saying that the Wizards were the dark horse in getting DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah.
Stop. All right. Yes, they played together in college. If you remember, John Wall and him had a little bit of a weird relationship while they were in college together. And apparently John Wall can't get along with anybody. He's literally pooping in a teammate's shoe and pulling a gun on someone away from being Gilbert Arenas.
He pooped in somebody's shoe, Gilbert Arenas?
Yeah.
I knew about the guns. I didn't know about that.
Oh, yeah, man. Look it up. Andre Blatch. You remember Andre Blatch?
No, I don't.
Oh, you don't remember Andre Blatch?
No.
He had one good year. We signed him to a decent contract. He was trash dookie after that. Yeah. Yeah, Gilbert Arenas pooped in a shoe. Look it up. But yeah, so LeBron goes to L.A. I don't see them. And this is, we're going to talk about this as if before we heard the news that happened last night. And then we'll go even further into it. I don't understand, other than the fact that this is more of a lifestyle decision than a winning decision, in my opinion. And that kind of floors me. It really does. Because you would think he would want to improve on the 3-6.
Yeah.
But I think at best, the Lakers win a championship, not this year, but the next year. I don't even really see that happening, even if you throw Kawhi on that team. But they went out and got Lance Stephenson.
Look at the Cavs. I mean, they're not going to be anything without him. So he's just kind of, that's what he does. He goes on a team and he can still get it to the finals.
The West doesn't work that way.
Conference finals.
Hold on. Okay. Dude, let's be honest, right? Do you think the Lakers right now with LeBron can beat Houston? A bunch of losers at that.
Yeah.
You think they can?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't think they can beat Golden State, but I think they can beat Houston.
Why? What makes you think that?
Like I said, it's just kind of the same thing with what LeBron did. I mean, with
who
the Cavs.
Is going to be the contributor with him? Because, like,
well, I mean, we can't say who they just picked up.
Well, we're going to say who the Lakers just picked up,
yeah,
which was Rondo and Stevenson.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. He went to the Warriors. Never mind.
Yeah. So Rondo hasn't been the same since like three teams ago, right? Also has been known as to be a cancer in the locker room. And just hasn't been great in some time. And honestly, if you want, I forget what the ball name is. What's the
LeVar Ball?
No, LeVar's the dad. Lonzo. If you want Lonzo to get better at his shooting ability and not become Rajon Rondo, you don't get Rajon Rondo to be on his team.
Mm-hmm. What he needs to do is read that book.
All right, Lance Stephenson is the equivalent of Kobe getting Meta World Peace on his team, right? If you remember, Lance Stephenson is always giving LeBron problems on the defensive end, blowing in his ear and such, right?
Yeah.
So let's put him on our team so I don't have to worry about him defending me. But I don't see the Lakers beating even Houston. I really don't.
Well, they're probably going to pick up somebody else, I think.
Are they? I mean, they want Kawhi. So I think they're going to, if they can't get Kawhi, I think they're going to try and hold off. Who's going to go there? Who are they going to get?
Probably Kawhi.
But Kawhi has to be traded. He's under contract.
Okay.
You think they're going to trade him there?
Yeah, he probably wants to go there now that LeBron's there.
Yeah, he does want to go there. But the thing is that now that the Lakers have gotten LeBron, they showed all their cards because they've taken trade pieces off of the table with San Antonio now that they have LeBron. Like Kuzma was on the table. Kuzma's no longer on the table. I don't see the Lakers. I see the Lakers can get to the Western Conference Finals next year if they don't have to go through Houston or the Warriors. If they have to go through either one of those teams, they're done.
Well, I mean, you're also talking about the Rockets who've never really gotten that far. I mean, come on. It's become a meme how you always say Chris Paul and James Harden are losers.
I agree. But at the same time, they also were a game away from...
Yeah, but they still couldn't close the door. They had them on the ropes.
Against the Warriors. There's a difference between the Warriors and the Lakers. Just because they have LeBron. See, that's the thing. LeBron has always at least had one other guy on the team that can kind of show up and do their thing. Kevin Love, Bosch, Wade, you know, insert whoever you want there, right? Zildrunas Ilgauskas, I'm joking.
Gooden. Remember from the 07 team? Yeah. He had that weird patch on his head.
Yeah. I think next year's a wash. I just think next year's a wash. I think at best the year after. And honestly, I don't really see that either. What's going to probably happen, and now we'll talk about Golden State getting Golden State goes out and gets DeMarcus Cousins. 1 year, $5.3 million deal. Mm-hmm. Here's what I think will happen. I think DeMarcus Cousins is going to have his 1 year prove-it year with Golden State because he's coming off of an Achilles injury. He'll win a title with the Warriors. Then he will go the very next year and sign with the Lakers. And I think that's what will happen. He will go to the Lakers the following year, right? Kawhi is probably going to get traded for a 1 year rental this year, and whatever team he ends up with might give him a legit chance of signing there. But if not, he'll end up at the Lakers. Then they might have a chance. Not this year. I think it's guaranteed that the Warriors...
I don't know. I'm just saying, the guy's been in the finals 8 years in a row.
Nine. Oh, eight. Yeah, could, sorry. Yeah. Yes.
He can get that far. Like you said, will he get to beat Golden State? Probably not. But I think he can get...
But this will be the Western Conference Finals.
Still. It's still the same to me.
It's the same to you.
Yeah.
Well, what's going to be sad is, and this is where I think the NBA really hates what happened here, right? Is you take your primetime player, right? And move him to a time slot where half the country can't see him, right? That's not good. Mm-hmm. You take the one guy holding up any bit of relevance in one conference and you take him and move him over to the power conference. And now who really thinks the East has a chance of winning a title in the next 4 or 5 years, unless there's big movement on the other way, right? And you're going to see a situation where the Western Conference semis and finals will get probably close to better ratings than the NBA Finals.
Yeah, it's basically whoever wins the conference finals in the West.
Especially if the Celtics don't make it, right? If the Celtics don't make it, right? And the Sixers don't make it. Let's say the Raptors, out of some odd reason, make it to the finals, right? Yeah. Because, say, just by chance, the Sixers are a little, they're still growing, so they make it in a lower seed, and then they end up taking on the Celtics, and they somehow beat the Celtics in the playoffs, and then it's Sixers and Raptors use their experience to beat the Sixers, and they go to the NBA Finals.
They're not going anywhere if they win it.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying, like, the Celtics and the Sixers are the only teams that I think that can bring ratings to the NBA Finals out of the East. And even to an extent, I don't think it's going to be that great. You know what I'm saying? Like, I will give credit to LeBron on the fact that I always said that he was scared of the Western Conference, and he made it out to the Western Conference. Now, for someone who said, I'm not Kobe, I'm not Michael Jordan, I'm LeBron James, he sure does find a way to follow in the footsteps of both Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan.
If he changes his jersey to 8 or 24.
Well, so I have a friend, Steve. Shout out to Steve. He's a diehard Lakers fan and a diehard LeBron hater. So he's going through it right now.
Yeah.
So I've been messing with him. Like, I was like, LeBron's already better than Kobe ever was as a Laker. But where I really messed with him was, I was like, it's a 4-year contract, right? Now, granted, it's 3 years with a player option on the fourth. I think LeBron should wear 8 for his first 2 years and 24 for his second 2 years and just completely nullify Kobe Bryant. I was shocked.
Yeah.
I was very shocked when I saw that he went to Lakers. I was even more shocked when I saw DeMarcus Cousins go to the Warriors.
Yeah, do you like all this?
No, I think it's terrible for the NBA.
Yeah,
I was making an argument that the Cavs and Warriors playing for 4 years was horrible. This is even worse. I would much rather take Cavs-Warriors one more time for a fifth time than to see the Eastern Conference. Look, here's what's going to happen, right? There's no doubt in my mind that LeBron James on any team, even in the Western Conference, could take them to the playoffs, right? There's no doubt in my mind on that. But let's just say, by some chance, everybody on the Lakers regresses and LeBron's going out there and they don't make the playoffs. I think you will see the NBA change to the system that a lot of people have been arguing, which is the best 16 teams make it to the playoffs.
16? Oh, just like top overall, not divided by conference.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because you're not going to want, you know, like, it's okay if Giannis doesn't make the playoffs, right?
Yeah.
But LeBron? I don't know, man. I look, this just adds into mine of, like, I'm trying to tell people for years now that college basketball is better than the NBA.
Oh, for me too.
And the NBA is terrible now.
It's been terrible for a long time.
Agreed. But it is only getting worse. I mean, who is honestly going to think that if the Warriors lose the championship next year, what are your thoughts? Like, are you surprised?
Yeah, I'd be surprised.
If the Warriors win the championship next year.
Oh, they don't. I thought you said they don't. But yeah, if they win, I wouldn't be surprised. No, not at all.
Yeah. Yeah. I
like, once again, look at all the other sports. Caps, first ever title. Astros, first ever title. Eagles, first ever title.
I don't even care about
Warriors,
first ever
third
titles.
But I'm like, parity at least.
Yeah.
Where if you're down in the dumps now, if you make the right moves 5 years from now, you could be at the top.
Yeah.
NBA, you suck, but maybe if you got a lot of money and you're a big market, you can pick up a free agent and you can automatically get better without anybody else.
Yeah.
Coaches are now irrelevant. I could coach the Lakers and get
playoffs. The best meme I've seen since LeBron moved was breaking news. The Cleveland Cavaliers promote Tyronn Lue to the head coach position. All right. Last thing, the New Orleans Pelicans, Julius Randle ended up being the guy that the Lakers had to sacrifice to get LeBron. He signs a 2-year deal with the Pelicans. Anything else that you would like to say before we move
on? About the NBA? No.
Okay. Yeah. That's another reason why we needed him here today. NFL. Janoris Jenkins' brother is arrested.
It's getting juicier.
Look.
We got Aaron Hernandez 2.0, man.
Hey, I can't wait for the book. Come on, James Patterson, do your thing. Dan Brown, whoever, I don't care. Judy Blume, step out of retirement.
Shutdown Corner is coming to Netflix.
Shutdown Corner. Brother's Keeper. all right, so... Last week I told you, I was like, yo, the fact that this man had to fly back to Florida to like let his brother know about a dead body, I was like, that's mad suspect. Sebastian's not here, so I can say anything about him. He vehemently denied my feelings towards that. And I was like, nah, man, you're crazy. And then when I left here after recording, they were like, Janoris Jenkins' brother is a person of interest. And then the next day, they were like, they arrested the homie.
Oh, man.
Not charging him with murder.
No.
It's like aggravated manslaughter or something like that.
Mm.
Yeah, it's semantics.
I'm telling you, man, this is going to get juicy.
It is.
You always need a good old-fashioned murder mystery during the NFL offseason.
All right. So I'm just going to say, all right, my theory on this is that the guy living at the house was the secret lover of Janoris Jenkins' brother. And because NFL culture is all about you can't do that, he was like, I'm going to tell Janoris we're in love. And he's like, you can't tell him that we're in love. And then he beats him to death. Crime of
decent,
passion.
Decent theory.
Crime
decent
of passion. Theory. That's where I'm standing on that one.
I'm thinking maybe there was some
forbidden
sort of
love.
Illegal crime angle. Maybe a drug deal.
Maybe, are you saying the Yakuza was going to force Janoris Jenkins to drop an interception or something?
Yeah. Or maybe they find some kennels, dog kennels again.
Oh, man. Dude. I mean, honestly, Janoris Jenkins would be better off finding, like, a graveyard under his house than dogs. It would be over with for him. You can kill people and come back from that. Dogs, you're done. You are done. They will be protesting you in the Philadelphia Eagles parking lot forever and ever if you kill a dog. Facts.
For about 3 years, and they say it's okay, you can come back.
Nah, they're still, man. I'm telling you. Okay, I remember there was this girl sitting in a Ray Rice jersey, right? Talking about how Michael Vick was a scumbag and shouldn't be in the league. And I'm like, what?
Did you see the jersey?
Dude, you know, I'm not all for animal abuse. But
this was after the Ray Rice situation?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes. It was still relatively fresh. The video had come out and everything. And I'm like, are you serious? Like, don't get me wrong. All right. Like,
I mean, I don't think he should be a play in the league, but I also don't like Ray Rice.
I think Ray Rice, if he wouldn't have sucked his last year in the league, would have been back in the league. Mm-hmm. Look at Greg Hardy.
Yep.
Dude, and then Greg Hardy fails.
And he's
and
an MMA star.
Yeah, I guess I'll beat up guys now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just... Ridiculous, you know? He's like, oh, I've been ducking and diving all these girls this whole time. I wonder if I can do that with guys, you know? Ridiculous. I don't know, man. We will see what happens with this Janoris Jenkins situation. I will have my ear to the streets for it. I'm so pumped.
You got to start running, getting a diary, investigating everything.
Aggravated manslaughter. You know what I'm saying? Is this like, you know, as a prank, the guy who died, like, farted on the man's pillow, and then he ended up with pink eye, and then they were arguing about it, and he denied it, and he was like, you pooped on my pillow, and then, you know, he kills him that way. What happened? Aggravated manslaughter. How do you... I really think they didn't charge him with murder just because it's harder to get murder to stick, and they were probably doing Janoris Jenkins a service. This guy's here to look at this computer right here. All right, on that note, real quick, Jameis Winston suspended for 3 games because he...
I'm so tired of Winston.
There's a theory out there.
How mad does he keep getting chances? I mean, he had the assault case that was not properly investigated by Florida State, so it's basically like there wasn't... Because they didn't do their job, he got off scot-free. Then he yelled the word at... Got drunk and yelled the word at the Florida State campus. Then he shoplifted.
Dude, that was... Hold on. Him standing on the table, like, that is so blown out of proportion. That was a famous video on the interwebs at that time. And he just yelled, like, come on, Alex. We were walking around here saying all that.
Knowing that you're having all this media attention on you.
Knowing that you're a 19, 20-year-old kid. Come on, man. You and I, we were older than
him. Okay, that's low
on
the totem pole. I'll give you that.
I agree.
But still, he did that. Then he shoplifted the crab legs. And now he's groping a
female. He shoplifted the crab legs early on in that process. And you know what? There was word on the streets that the Publix people knew and allowed it to happen, okay? All I'm saying is I have heard that his talent is might not be good enough to keep him with Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay's getting tired of him. So, real quick, All-Star Game is in D.C. this year. Are you excited?
MLB?
Yes.
No.
Are you going?
No. What? Do you think... No, but you've been hearing about how MLB attendance has been dropping altogether.
Yeah.
Do you think... Why do you think that? Because it's like there's some places it's working, but even like I was watching the Nats-Phillies game.
I think
this is a Sunday game during the daytime. The Phillies are doing decent this year, and like it's like a quarter...
I think it's a combination of people are getting poor weather, and those are my two main ones.
Well,
baseball is not as popular as it used to be.
That's a good one.
But if you look at it, the beginning of the season now is colder than ever, and
now it's warm. It's
yeah, but the thing is that there's some people that like to go to cooler games, and there's some people that don't want to go to really hot games. So it's like when you don't have the mix of that. Or it only hits you on the weekday, and baseball's just not as popular anymore. And also, baseball's doing a terrible job of marketing their young talent because they're all this old fogey.
You think it's a lack of parity? Because I mean, who wants to go to a Marlins game or an Orioles game?
I think there's a decent level of parity in the thing. I hope he's not leaving. I was gonna stop this soon. Where does Machado end up?
Who is it? Have they said anybody shown interest?
I know Phillies are interested. I know Dodgers are interested. I've heard the Braves to an extent are interested.
I'll go with Dodgers. They always like throwing the money.
I think he's going to end up with the Phillies. That's my opinion. John Tavares goes to the Maple Leafs, leaves Barry Trotz and the Islanders in the dust.
Oh, my God.
And James Neal leaves Las Vegas and signs a deal with Calgary.
Yeah, but I know Knights just picked somebody up. I forget the name.
That guy from that thing.
Yes. Big, forget his name, but.
All right, guys. Well, I'm going to go try and hunt down this technician to see if he can come in here because he needs to look at this computer. But this has been the Benchwarmers Redemption here on Dragon Digital Radio. I've been your host, Matt Trudell.
World Cup analyst, Alex Baker.
And until next week, peace, stay safe, and remember to love yourself.
Womp womp.